military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Right, folks, how are we all? This is our Christmas edition.
Ho, ho, ho.
Of. I've just had to start again because I fucked up, folks. This is our Christmas edition of the Three Ps in a Podcast. Not a festive edition, Christmas edition. I'm fed up with this word of festive. I fucking hate it. Absolutely hate it because it's not Christmas, is it?
Not at all.
It's festive isn't Christmas. It's just a word to include everybody.
Build up to Christmas.
I'm hoping this is going to go around at about the 19th or 20th. So I suppose, that's the build up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So by the time they've edited it and all that, they've done it. So this is a podcast, folks. Look us up on Audio Boom. So that will lead you to Apple, Spotify, and all the other things that you can listen to us three talk shit on.
And advice.
Chris is full of advice. This is recorded at Grandma's studio. You can hire this place in Loughborough. So if you want to do a podcast like us three, just get along to Grandma's studio, hire it, and they'll do all your editing for you. Once again, thanks to Jasmine for the artwork. I might not use the artwork on this one, though. I might use it as a kind of festive thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. And if anybody wants to sponsor us,
definitely.
Yeah.
I use PayPal.
Straight into my account.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to sponsor this podcast, because apparently it's getting quite popular, the figures are going up, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I've got some money for you.
For me?
Yeah, because you know when we did that podcast?
Yeah.
I got 35 quid and I said I'd give you the thingy to give to MS.
Nice.
So there's 40 notes
there,
mate.
Thank you.
That's all right, folks. So when people, if people look back and say, oh, you ain't gave him that money, fucking hell.
Thank you.
There you go. So in this podcast, we're going to talk. Oh, no. Yeah, that's all right. I've done a script, you see, folks. In this podcast, we're going to talk of Christmases, memories and stuff like that. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk too topical and all that, but it's Christmas time, so there's no need to be afraid. That's what the words were, wasn't it? It's Christmas time. There's no need to.
Who sang the opening line?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Sting.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Song.
That's on, isn't it? Keep an eye on that, Aidy. Make sure that bloody recording, you got one job. he's in that Dire Straits thing, isn't he? I want my MTV.
Oh, money for nothing.
Yeah, that's him. He's singing that.
Oh, you know, when that must have been 1985, and I always remember seeing the video, and I thought the special effects were out of this world.
Looked like Minecraft.
Yeah. And he had a cigar.
Yeah.
And they were like blocking.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. And because it was also that era where you had Queen and they did that video. It's kind of mad, you know, for Highlander.
Yeah. Yeah. Connor, I so wanted to have your babies. I cried at Highlander. Made me cry.
I thought it was a brilliant film.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely. If you watch it back now,
I thought they were.
It's so cheesy.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Madonna bra then.
So anyway, I've bought some crackers. What the fucking hell are they?
God, I ain't seen them like that before.
There you go, folks.
They're crackers.
I would say.
Sorry,
it looks like
those lights. Sorry, my bad. It's my new phone. I'm really sorry about it. I'll switch it off now. Yeah. Now, honestly, I'm going to switch it off. All the clarity.
That's it now. People see Chris and fucking mug him.
Matrix.
Look at that. That's a
posh phone, that is.
It is, isn't it? I'm just going to fold it now. Switch it off. Here we go.
Oh, fucking
I can't believe you did that.
I can't. I thought you'd done that on purpose.
No, I swear.
I've never seen him like that before.
So, I was going to say for the visually impaired, but my uncle has passed away.
Oh, is he?
Uncle Steve's dead.
When?
Yesterday morning, about 9 o'clock.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's one of them things. Hey, fucking life and death, innit? So,
how old was he?
I think about 73. So
I don't class that as old.
No. Oh, well, it happens, doesn't it? Anyway, we're talking about Christmas. I ain't talking about it. Monkey Steve won't want this. I've got some crackers, mate. Here you go. I don't know how we've...
Oh, dear.
These are a bit...
They're posh, they are.
They are, aren't they?
How do you do...
These are the second lot of crackers I've bought. We bought some that there were nothing in them.
Right.
Ready?
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get these from?
I'm hoping for good...
Tesco's.
Good prizes, innit?
No, Wilkinson's, I think.
What's that? Smell the burning.
All right.
I think they're about £5.
It's metal.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to pull my own.
Like a proper key ring.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull my own.
I would have pulled it with you, Dave.
Oh, I bet you would. Oh, look, it's a cake cutter thing, look. Look, you can do cakes. Now, what's the point of that? What is the point of a cake press thing on Christmas Day? You're not going to cook on Christmas Day, are you? Right, read the joke then, Christopher. Well, yeah, you can smell the burning, can't you?
Can't you?
Right.
That's the bag.
Do you want me to read this while you're doing that? Right. Yeah. I've got...
And then we'll pull that one.
Why did the donut maker sell his shop?
Hang on, say that again.
Why did the donut maker sell his shop?
Because I don't know.
Oh, you were close. He got fed up with the old business. He got fed up with the old business.
Hole in the donut.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
It is, isn't it?
And the question, and you even get a question on it.
All right, so value for money.
Yeah. How many sides does a snowflake have?
Four.
Snow idea.
No.
Oh.
Six.
Six.
So they must be proper. Question must be proper.
There you go. That one.
Oh, we've got to open that.
Sorry for the rustling, folks.
No, you pull it, I'll do that. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Do you know what these are? These are woke crackers. So somebody always wins. So you don't have a fight at the table. You know what I mean?
I know it's a bit off the script, but I need to talk to you about an advert, a Christmas advert, and everyone's thoughts on it.
Oh, but right. is that the one you're talking about?
I bet he's not read the script, has he?
No, yeah. I know which one that's.
Which one? What's that?
Is it the gay Santa?
No.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah.
What did the Christmas tree say to the decoration?
I don't know. I didn't realise they could talk.
Aren't you tired of hanging around?
Yeah.
Question. A father is four times as old as his son. In 20 years, he will be twice as old. How old are they now? I'll read it again. So
yeah.
You've
got to remember, we worked a canon.
Yeah. You need a calculator. You need a Casio.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you talk into the mic as well?
Oh, sorry. I guess when it's time. A father is four times as old as his son.
Right.
So four times as old as his son. In 20 years, he will be twice as old. How old are they now?
He's 20. Now, I'd say the old boy's... Oh, fuck knows. I ain't got a clue.
No, you were close. The father is 40.
Yeah, and the son's 20. It's half his age now.
Right. The answer's in the question.
I know it is, but you've got to work it out.
The father is four times as old as his son.
Right.
In 20 years, he will be twice as old.
Yeah.
How old are they now?
I can't get my head around it. I eat burgers for a living, for fuck's sake.
The father is 40 and the son is 10.
All right, got you. Right. Yeah. All right, fair enough. It's easy when you got the fucking answer there. Joe, what do you call a couple of spiders who've just got married?
To gauged.
To what?
I don't know.
Newly webs.
Awful. Yes.
And the question is, what is the name of the orangutan in the Jungle Book?
Blue.
Oh, I know this.
Blue with a bear.
Blue. The bear, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bluebird.
I don't know.
King Bluey.
King Louis, that's it.
Right.
I watched this thing.
I got some eggnog as well.
Eggnog?
You don't need to be racist.
I knew that would come in.
It's just a joke, folks.
Yeah, we don't want none of this. You got some lemonade. Eggnog. You know how to have eggnog, don't you? It's a snowball.
Yeah, but I've never done it. No. Eggnog.
There you go. What you do?
It looks lovely.
I've had it for
years. My mum used to have that all the time at Christmas, you know.
Right, hang on. It's a cardinal rule. You got to pour the eggnog in first.
I don't know. Is it like a Cornish lemonade? Not a Cornish pasty.
Quite, ain't a lot of that.
Cornish
I'll
tea.
I'll be done for drink driving.
I think there's about 2% alcohol in that. I think there's more alcohol.
God almighty.
You've got to shake it. You got to do Tom Cruise, ain't you?
That's one thing what reminded me of Christmas.
Do you remember Debbie Gibson? Remember that song? Shake your love. I've got to shake your love. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Bloody awful.
Oh, shit.
She did. That was Christmas at our house. That's when you knew Christmas.
I've got some different hats. I've got these hats as well.
Ready, Aid?
Yeah, don't give me loads.
All right. I give quarter.
The bottle.
That's it.
Dave?
Yeah, here we go.
Do you want half?
Yeah.
Do you want all of it?
What percentage is that?
I'll do it, so I ain't going to get no lemonade in. You got the lemonade in as well, eh? Anyway, I bought some hats, but they ain't going to go on because of the fucking things. Do you want the humbug hat?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Here you go, then.
God, what percentage is that?
It's like 2%.
No, it's a lot when you don't really drink much.
I'm drinking Shandy Bass.
No.
So.
What do you guys think about Barbados being independent?
Oh, good.
A republic.
Yeah.
Why not?
Communist.
You know what makes me laugh?
Being tickled under the arms.
It's just how... You know I'm a big royalist.
Yeah.
And when the Brits colonised Barbados, they killed so many and enslaved so many. This was in the early 19th century. And yet, you had Prince Charles giving a brilliant speech saying, they deserve this. They weren't saying that when they were getting whipped and hanged.
No. Has China funded this? Because I think China fund most things, don't they now?
I don't know.
Keep it out of that one.
It was just interesting to watch in the speeches and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was the same with India when India became independent.
Has Charles had to self-isolate when he's come back now?
Has he, Bob? It's one.
What do you think to the snowball then? Is it festive for you, mate? Christmas?
No, I quite like that. It's quite nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nice.
Get the missus to get some. You can sit there Christmas Day, feet up. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So anyway, let's start. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas.
Let's start with a mention of Santa being gay. The Norwegian Postal Service, Posten, that's a good name, isn't it? Now then, like, most conversations like this, everybody goes, I'm not anti-gay, or I'm not, don't they? But we're not, are we? We're no gay people, don't we?
Yeah.
You know. This is just wrong in my account, because... Santa's about magic, isn't he? He's about children and that. There's no need to sexualise. Yeah, it's struggling, isn't it? I forgot all about the fucking earphones.
Yeah.
Put yours on.
They do.
There you go.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is the camera still recording?
Yeah. So Santa's about magic, isn't he? He don't need to be gay. He don't need to be straight or bi or trans or anything, is it? You don't need him to be going out on his sleigh having an affair, do you? And coming back like Philip Schofield.
No, not really, no.
So.
What's your thoughts on it? And I'll tell you mine.
Well, no. Just leave Santa as Santa. For the kids. Keep something for the kids. Just leave it as it is. You know, I haven't got anything against being gay or anything like that. You do what you want to do. But. Just leave Santa alone.
Yeah, leave Santa alone.
Just leave him alone.
That should be it, isn't it? It's a bit like Grange Hill.
Yeah.
Just say no, just leave Santa alone.
Yeah.
It's like, my thoughts are this. When we grew up watching Spider-Man, the TV series, or
I don't think we've ever done a podcast without him talking about superheroes.
Lois and Clark. And when I went to the cinema and saw Christopher Reeve fly for the first time. So when you're like 7, 8 years of age, you're really impressionable. And they were white, Caucasian. But I didn't go away thinking, no, that seems unfair. We should have a black thing. And that stuck with me. So when I was a kid, and I used to go to primary school, and you'd get the little letterbox, remember?
Yeah.
And everyone saw, Father Christmas was white, and he had a Mrs. Santa Claus, and he'd have his little, and that's what he did. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Now, when I watched that video, I got it, understood where they were going with it, but, and I'm the same as AD, I've got nothing against, you can't help who you fancy.
No. So you can't help your sexuality, the basic thing we're saying.
Because you're born that way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that cliche and people say, oh, I've got friends and or yeah. family members that are gay, so yeah. I love gays yeah. and all that. Because
in the Cliff Richard accent.
But I watched it. I thought, it's interesting, but I still felt uncomfortable
yeah.
with it. It didn't sit right with me because I've been brought up with Santa. And Mrs. Santa, and when you watch, who's the late Dudley Moore?
Yeah.
Great film. You know, so let's say I was 7 or 8 and...
Yeah, but this is what they're aiming for.
Yeah, yeah.
To get at you.
A new generation.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus had a Mr. Claus. That would be normal to us. Mm. So if, like, I'm 50 now, you're 62, he's not really. I'm only joking.
Ageist.
Yeah. So if I saw that now, it'll be the norm. So if I saw Santa Claus with Mrs. Claus, I'd be, that's weird.
Yeah.
So in layman's terms, what I'm trying to say is I understand where they're going with it. I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. But don't you think this is going to create some kind of hostility towards the gay community?
No.
Yeah.
I give you my reason. The young people are taking over now. We are becoming on the backfire.
Yeah.
Because if you watch any demonstrations, it's young, white, middle class. That's the way it is. Because we can't be bothered. I don't even like going out during the working week.
No.
So if someone says to me, oh, Chris, you're going to come to that demonstration? Nah, mate, I'm going to have a cup of tea and line that settee.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because
you
I've
fight
lost
it.
That yeah. fight, that fire, that passion. I like being at home.
Yeah. Mm. I just think it's like, they shouldn't be doing it because Santa isn't about sex. You don't, you know, and all that, like with the bloke going up, he keeps coming back every year, but nothing happens. They sit there chatting. Then all of a sudden, one
it's
year.
For the kids, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, all of a sudden, Santa's yeah. used fucking, who are they called? Poston or whatever that yeah. fucking some shit Norwegian company that probably don't deliver on time anyway. There's no need for it. It's about kids, isn't it?
It's just for the joy for the kids, for the presents yeah. to come. It's,
exactly.
It's theirs, isn't it? The old Santa, you know, it's for them. It's for the
Scandinavian,
kids.
Isn't it? Fucking log cabins and saunas and stuff and that. But I don't know. It's just...
We have to move with the times.
But don't you think that sometimes you don't have to move? Because to get,
some things you don't
to get that message yeah. over of accepting and tolerating and becoming as one, you don't need to do that. I just think it's fucking wrong.
Another example, and this is what I was saying about the adverts and stuff. If you look now, since Black Lives Matter, I'm not going to get political, so I'll be super, super quick. Since then, every TV company have pushed it in your face where
mixed
every advert,
couples.
There's a gingerhead girl with a mixed race guy. They've got two half caste kids. There'll be two lesbians. There'll be one lesbian. A mate has lost a leg.
Alton Towers.
Yeah, they're just trying to like appease everyone. But every advert has got a black person in it. There's even this one called Arnold Clark Cars, right?
Yeah.
And the whole family's black.
Yeah.
Now, before this BLM, you'd see it, but no way.
No, not as much as now.
As this.
Not as much as
nowhere
now.
Nowhere near.
Nearly
and
every
then,
advert.
This new bloody Christmas advert, I had this old bloke, and he went to the shops, and there was a white Father Christmas. His son, who was black, and they had two little black kids, the kids gave him a present. It opened up. It was a stocking filler with him, the granddad, as a black Santa. Have you seen that?
No, I've not seen it. Is that the one you're on about now?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're
on? And I'm just thinking, what's your, why are you forcing it? Because that is when people will start to get sick.
This is what I'm saying. This is when you're forcing it on people.
Ramming
when
it down.
Yeah.
People tend to go the other way. And I'm not going to go and beat a gay person up or anything because of a fucking Santa advert for Posten in Norway. But other people will go, oh, I'm fucking fed up of this. Mm. I've had enough.
Definitely.
So that's that one done. Yeah. We've sorted that, haven't we? Have we? I don't know, really. Well, we've discussed it. It's out there, folks. You can all discuss this while you're chomping on a turkey.
I think the conclusion is, we understand why they've done it.
Yeah.
We don't feel comfortable with it.
I think that's it, yeah. I think it's... And I'll tell you something else. These kind of things, do they cheapen being gay?
They're trying to make it fashionable.
Yeah, and I think it's wrong. I think it's just... I think they're just cheapening people's sexuality, and they're also promoting their own company through it. That must have had so many hits worldwide of people watching it. Mm. It's just an advert for advert's sake, and it's wrong. And I personally think it's wrong. I personally think they're actually using a gay person's sexuality to profit themselves.
Yeah, and that's been going on for years.
Yeah, so
that's the thing.
How's your eggnog going, lads?
It's quite nice, but can't you taste it?
Yeah, I can't drink anymore.
How come?
Because it's gone to my head.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you haven't drank properly for ages. No. Do you want a whiskey?
No.
Okay.
I'm driving home.
What about one of those liqueurs?
Liqueurs?
A chocolate with a piece of brandy.
I'm okay at the moment.
So, it's that time of year again, lads, when... Hey, did you watch the last podcast when... He put the lad behind who does the editing here. He put like the technical difficulties thing up. Oh, fucking brilliant.
That's it's clever.
It is clever. So it's that time again when they celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus, when his mother Mary and his surrogate dad, what's all that about, travelled 90 miles for 5 days to get to Bethlehem from Nazareth on a fucking donkey. It's a long way, isn't it?
What country is Nazareth in?
Don't know. Does it still exist, or is it one of them?
No, it's still there.
Is it?
Is that where he actually comes from then, Nazareth? Born there?
He was born in Bethlehem. Well, that's a well-known fact.
His mum and dad.
His dad's God.
Yeah, but... yeah, I know what you're saying, but...
It's Israel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Israel. It's around that area, isn't it?
So, all Israelis white.
Yeah.
Yeah, with blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what I was thinking about when I was home.
I can't believe...
You know, there's another thing as well. You know, talking about the West Indies and that being... Why, they're God's all nice, pure white. And that's because they were colonised, weren't they?
That's how they see Jesus. And this is why I can't get my head around billions of people believe in that.
Yeah.
I just can't get my
head around don't believe in none of it, to be fair.
And if you believe in Jesus, do you believe that mankind only happened 3,000 years ago?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Even though...
We've got bones.
Yeah, like Homo sapien was a woman from Ethiopia from 250,000 years ago. Because they kept her bones.
Haven't they seen Raquel Welch in that dinosaur film?
Called 10,000 BC.
Yeah.
And she was... Stunning,
yeah, she was, weren't she? Anyway, it's often referred to as the Nativity Trail, that when they get on the donkey. Schools all over the world will be dressing up as sheep and shepherds and prawns and fucking Daleks and everything else that they can fit into a Nativity. So
and
the fat kids. Wombles. Now, that would be a good one in the Nativity. Yeah. They could be going round picking up, couldn't they?
Yeah.
What were you? What were you in your Nativity?
Oh, in the choir.
What were you?
Sorry for that snigger, folks.
That wrong. I was. I think I was one of the wise.
Wise men. He was there in the stable giving today's word of the day.
I had this massive
pregnancy.
Like afro.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Afro Shepherd.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Michael Jackson fucking moonwalking.
And had these gola trainers. Remember gola?
Gola.
Yeah. God.
Oh, God. Now, I think I was in the choir because I could sing. I think I still can sing. I don't think I'm like Gary Barlow or anything, but I think I can still sing. Anyway, Mary's on a donkey because obviously she couldn't get a fucking ambulance. And she had to have a PCR test as well, so she fucking couldn't go in. And then she couldn't get a fucking Uber. And there you go, they got there eventually. About 100 miles they had to travel, so they said. I don't know why I've put 100 miles.
How long did it take them?
5 days.
For 100 miles?
Yeah.
It's like us driving, walking from here to London.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor donkey carrying her. For fuck's sake. Well, she's got to sit. I wonder if she sat side saddle or cross leg over, cocked her leg over.
What would have happened if she had twins?
Oh, that's a fucking good question. There's a. Put it in the comments, folks. What would have happened?
So you had Jesus and Joseph.
Yeah.
Well, no, Josephine.
Josephine.
So what would happen then?
Probably the first one who come out.
Well, it'd be the one that it'd be the one that could do the miracles, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But in those days, could you have Jesus as a woman to lead everyone?
Oh, I don't know, really. That would have been good, wouldn't it?
Interesting
debates we have on this podcast.
That's a good one, that was, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they walked along the River Jordan, or the Jordan River, through the hills. They got there was no hotels, just like Christmas every fucking year, innit? You can't get a hotel for love nor money. I bet Mary gave him a right bollocking, didn't she? I bet she went, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you phone up? Why didn't you phone up?
Bollocking? I'd go mad.
Yeah.
Asking how the hell she got pregnant in the first place.
Well, this is what I was going to say. You know, Virgin Mary.
By an hotel. Yeah. I said, how dare you?
Yeah.
You've been having sex.
Yeah.
With
Roman soldiers.
An apparition.
Yeah.
Behind my back. Because we ain't had sex for 2 years, girl.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
That's married life. And then all of a sudden, right, they have the baby Jesus. Then I think he has like 4 or 5 brothers.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, how do we know that Joseph weren't firing blanks?
We don't know.
Really. We never know. Well,
not really.
Well, this is the fucking TARDIS moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she gave birth, put him in a manger. That's a trough, isn't it, for where you feed these animals. So they got along there with the Mother of the Year award with Katie Price and the fucking McCanns with that one. So,
Kerry Katona.
Kerry Katona. Yeah, what went wrong with her?
Drugs.
Oh, I really like Kerry Katona. And then it's
when,
just like
when she first started off, she was lovely. Mm. And then
he dumped her, didn't he? Him
Brian
from
McFadden.
Yeah, he dumped her. He must have seen something that were happening and just like, fuck you, I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Kerry Katona.
Just gets you doing drugs.
Yeah. I don't know, I've never done drugs.
No, I haven't, but it does, doesn't it? It just shows you.
Yeah.
Me neither. If you two are going to say it, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I've done. Well, I might have done a bit.
Hang on. Alcohol is a drug. Alcohol and cigarettes are the biggest drugs.
Yeah, that's
the thing. And alcohol kills more people each year than any other drug.
Yeah.
The second is cigarettes. But because the government get money from
legalized it,
yeah.
They decide, oh, we'll put it in this category, but you can't have a joint. To relax your muscles. Because if you smoke a joint, you don't go out beating people.
No, you don't run around with a knife.
Smashing
and,
your
misses
up.
No.
Or stabbing people.
You just sit there, don't you?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But they say, oh, yeah, but you've become psychotic. That's a rarity.
Yeah. It is, I think so.
I hate the hypocrisy of that. Mm.
Yeah, it is. So, but apparently, you know, here, I've done a bit of research on this. Astronomers have calculated that Christmas should be in June.
It just wouldn't feel right.
No, it wouldn't feel right. It said, but they've charted a star, the Christmas star, which the Bible said led the three wise men. That's one of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
With your big afro and your moonwalking. three wise men to Jesus. They found that a bright star which appeared over Bethlehem 2,000 years ago pinpointed the date of Christ's birth of the 17th of June rather than December the 25th.
I see. It's like the World Cup's going to happen next Christmas.
Oh, it's a fucking
it's
joke.
It doesn't feel right. The whole point since we were born is that June, July, Euros, World Cup.
Yeah.
Then everyone's in the shorts, and it's just going to seem weird.
Yeah, but like, just because some place has got a load of oil and fucking shit human rights record, they can have it because Sepp Blatter went, cheers, lads, I'll have that, allegedly. So Jesus could actually have like two birthdays, like the Queen, couldn't he?
Mm.
Your mate.
Mm. And next year, I can't wait. It's the platinum, and we have.
Do you think she's going to be alive?
Do you think there's something wrong with her?
Yeah, she's fucking old.
No, I know she's old, but elf. Not saying anything.
Yeah, what they did with Prince Philip was a very clever move because it pulled the wool over her eyes.
Yeah.
He went into hospital and then they said, oh, it's nothing. And then 3 days later, he was still in hospital.
Yeah.
And he was there for 9 days and they said, look, he's going to die. Everyone knew in the royal circle. As soon as he got home, he died 4 days later. So with the Queen, she's 95. Your things stop happening. Your heart.
You shut down, don't you?
Yeah.
You shut down.
Because your muscle, certain things don't last that long.
Yeah.
So I think, and she can't fly at all now.
No, she can't fly. Lost the ability of doing that, didn't she?
Yeah. I think she's dying?
So something's going wrong, because she's getting on it.
But I think this, next year, after the platinum, she'll abdicate.
Yeah, if she ain't dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when we were in London, they were talking about, like, everything's already in place for when she dies, you know?
Yeah, it's all reckoned, isn't it? Yeah, everything's all sorted, yeah.
How they do it, how they announce it on the news.
Yeah.
And everything, and it's going to be weird. But it's going to be exciting as well.
Well, they're going to have to change all the things, like on the policemen's helmets, isn't there?
Everything.
And the post boxes and everything.
Yeah.
Some company's going to make a fucking fortune out of that.
We're going to have a king.
Yeah.
Do you think Charles will be king? Or
absolutely.
Yeah. I think he'll be king for a couple of years and then they'll knock him on the head.
He's got to be.
He has to.
Right, because he's...
Yeah.
And Camilla will be our queen.
Yeah.
And I just think
is she
exciting.
A consortium? I can't remember what the fuck.
No, she will be a queen.
Where is
she? Yeah, and they're my two favourite royals.
Yeah.
So to me, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I don't consider Harry a royal now, and he could fuck off.
That's going to be another discussion.
That's got to be a discussion in the new year, folks. Yeah. Come back for the new year. So anyway, let's move on. What are memories of Christmas? What's your first memory of Christmas, then, Christopher?
Mine is being really young and going downstairs and my mum had these old tins and she used to make, because we had no money, so she used to make homemade mince pies.
All right, yeah.
And
they were the better ones though, weren't they?
Oh, my God. And I'd go
unless
downstairs,
you go Marx's.
And we were allowed to watch the Carry On film. For some reason, Carry On films were on dead late, like 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
And watch
Babs getting a pap's out.
Yeah. But she didn't really have big boobs.
No, she didn't. I could never work that out. Why do fucking blokes always go over that?
Like Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
Like, made out all big boobs. She hasn't.
No.
People got big boobs. Angela White.
Who's that?
Brilliant porn star. Check her out. www.xnxx.com.
Sam Fox?
Sam Fox. Yeah, she had amazing boobs.
Yeah.
Maria Whittaker.
Yeah. I had a towel with her on it, with her posing. I left it in changing rooms at Leicestershire Cricket Ground after a night at the Nets.
You know, I figured out as well, because I'm a boob man.
Yeah.
I hate it when women try and cover up that they've got big boobs. You ever heard of a girl called Billie Eilish?
No.
She's a singer.
Right.
And she's embarrassed about massive boobs. And I saw her in concert on TV. And they bounced
talking
down
to the mic. Come on.
Sorry. Her name's Billie Eilish. Have a look. Check out her boobies. Anyway, but yeah, my memories were going downstairs, watching the Carry On films, going into the kitchen, opening this disgusting old tin and getting these warm mince pies and running upstairs and eating them under my cupboard, because in them days we didn't have duvets. We just, my dad bought
cotton, then wincy et things. The stripes.
Yeah, my dad bought these blankets from Nigeria. And they were crap. Just crap. And you'd be freezing like that. You'd cover your head.
No, I suppose in Nigeria, mind you, I suppose it gets cold at night, doesn't it, though?
Not really.
Have you ever been to Nigeria?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I had to go to Lagos.
Had
when I was
to
a
go.
Kid. We did. And it was horrible.
In what way?
Everything. The infrastructure. In this country, we have electricity, water. All the MPs there are millionaires because they don't spend the money on people.
Yeah.
So my auntie,
her name's
Auntie Labo, she's dead now. We used to stop at her house, and luckily she had a generator. So you'd be sitting there watching. Oh, and all they played was news. That was it. That was the entertainment. Oh, what should we do? Let's watch the news. Brilliant. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there and the lecky goes off. And it was madness. Open sewers.
So just appreciate how lucky we are.
Honestly, when I used to come back to England, I was so grateful. And I switched the lights on.
Switch them off. On,
running
off.
Water.
We do take things for granted. Oh,
definitely.
Big time. But then, you know, you say we take things for granted. It costs us.
Yeah,
we pay a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but wouldn't you prefer to be paying or living it out there?
Yeah, definitely paying. Yeah.
So you've had these mince pies.
Yeah.
Under the blankets where you're cold.
Yeah.
And that's it.
They were my happy memories of a childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were yours, Ade?
You know what?
All right, your first memory of Christmas. That's your first memory of Christmas.
I know we weren't allowed downstairs. So everyone were down there, but I just enjoyed. I mean, I must admit, we had loads of presents. Just wanted to open them, really.
Yeah, I can remember coming down the stairs. Go for it, mate. Knock it out. I just remember coming down the stairs, and it was just like, because in Colville we had Pally Toy, didn't we?
Oh yeah, with all the Star Wars.
Yeah, and my family. I reckon they must have gone in there and nicked a fucking shitload of it, because I had Action Man and Star Wars and everything. So it was basically for the first so many years of my life coming down on Christmas Day and just seeing a mass of presents for me and my sister. And we were spoilt little shits. So
I remember, remember the decorations. You don't buy decorations like now. We used to make them. You remember them sticky things?
You'd loop them, wouldn't
loop
you?
Them
and then you'd hang them up with blue tack and stuff.
Rings.
Well, I think you just used to got a load of paper, didn't you? Yeah, cut them and then just fold them round, lick end, and then just stick them together.
Yeah.
They were fucking good, they were. You don't get none of this shit now, do you?
No.
Fucking crap.
We are spoiled now.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Definitely spoiled.
We're a throwaway society, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you throw anything away now, don't you? You throw a fucking car away.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's yours?
It is just coming down the stairs, and my grandma. She'd be starting to, my grandma used to get up at like 4 in the morning to put the turkey in the oven. Because then you'd cook the turkey for about 18 hours.
Yeah.
Something stupid. And then you take it out, don't you, so it can rest. So, hello, you wouldn't fucking let it rest for. And then she'd be chucking all the potatoes. But she was getting everything ready because my grandma used to be a dinner lady at Broomley's.
Broomley's?
Yeah. Holy and crap. She were always falling out with fuckers there. So people used to, she'd come over with this. School puddings and stuff. It used to be great. And that was it. Just walking down the stairs, a massive presents.
What
my
sort
grandma.
Of presents were you getting there?
Well, I was getting like say Action Man. I got all the tanks.
Eagle Eyes.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. Bionic Man.
Where you
peeled his skin.
Red tracksuit.
And he had one glass
eye.
Yeah.
Oscar Goldman. What was his sidekick with the glasses? Is it Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar. And then he had
him with his blow-up suitcase.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, you popped it open and there was like a thing, weren't there?
Yeah.
And then you could do something with his arm, didn't you? And his arm went...
Yeah.
And he'd lift up an engine.
Good old...
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. You ever cut it open?
Stretch
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clue in the title, Chris. Yeah.
Stretch your nuts, Carl.
Yeah, you could get that, couldn't you? That were good.
Standing over the bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old games then.
Do you remember...
Ungrippo.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all still out now, aren't they? Connect Fours and all that.
Terrorhawks.
Yeah.
Terrorhawks.
Yeah. Zelda. Were it Zelda?
Zelda, yeah.
Some good old toys.
Yeah.
Proper toys as well, aren't they? Where you actually had to do something with them, not just like fucking put a VR
Space
on.
Space Invaders and that. Like.
Yeah. You put a VR on now, don't you? Like, you're just like, what the fuck?
But you know what else I used to love? I used to love playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
Loved playing Monopoly when there's like 6-7 of you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
I used to play cards with my dad. All of us used to play cards or dominoes.
Yeah,
brilliant Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is in that sit, isn't it now? Sorry.
No.
Yeah, all gone now, mate. We won't be doing none of that, will we? It's not even fun with kids now, is it? I mean, when Ginger was about 4, 5, 6, 7, it was
great.
All right, but it's just fucking shit now.
Jackson will be 15 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I said to him, "Oh yeah, what do you want?" And he goes, "Just money."
Yeah.
That's all he wants is money.
Yeah. It's how the world's driven now, isn't it? We've told Ginge that she's having presents. She's got a job, so she has to earn her money now. And fucking dickhead.
How old is she now? 18.
She's 18. It's all right, folks. We've just had a bit of a chat about other stuff there. Nothing that concerns you lot. Catalogues. Back in the day, you used to go through the catalogue, didn't you?
Oh, don't talk to me about catalogues.
Why?
It was like my sort of first
love
porn experience.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, you go, wouldn't you? You'd write down all the toys you want, and then you go straight to the women's underwear.
You'd see a nipple. I'd see a nipple.
Through that bra, there's a nipple.
And you say to your mum, just take this upstairs, choose some of my toys.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. That's all I'm going to say.
See? Hang on. You can see a pubes there.
Yeah. A bit of a camel's toe. You got your torch. Get your fucking magnifying glass so you can have a right good look.
Oh, God, I still love Chase Catalogue.
Enjoy getting to the women's underwear. Yeah.
Freeman's.
Oh. David, why are these pages stuck together? Fuck, I've been worked out. Been rumbled. Yeah, so did you used to do that then? Did you?
Definitely.
You always used to go to the underwear section, didn't you?
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You'd write down everything. But I was just thinking, when I was doing this and writing it all out, it's like, can you imagine the pressure? You give your mum and dad a list of, I want a rally chopper, I want an Atari, I want this and I want that. You think, fucking hell, how the fuck are you going to afford all this? Mm.
How many brothers and sisters you...
I've just got the one. I've got the one sister.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's six of us. You know,
six?
Yeah, so...
You know what else you used to do as well?
Talking to the microphone, did they?
Sorry. You know when you're a kid and Saturday morning TV was brilliant because you had Swap Shop on BBC One, Tiz Was on ITV, but they'd always show, like, adverts for kids.
Yeah.
So when it was the build-up to Christmas, you'd say to your siblings, I'm going to have that. I want that.
Yeah, you did.
All the time. Yeah. Every advert that came
even
on.
Even the shittest fucking toy. I want that one.
It's like, do you remember that crap toy called Simon?
Simon Says.
What was it called?
Yeah.
All it had was four colours.
Yes. But you had to remember them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead. Oh, shit.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. Funny enough, my Unky Steve, who's dead now, he could play that, Simon Says, because he could remember the because it was four different tones, weren't it?
Yeah.
He were really fucking good. I mean, obviously, he were blind, so he couldn't see the colour. Yeah. Couldn't see a fucking thing. Can't see now. And anyway, he used to just... He were brilliant at it. He were absolutely... He beat me and my sister at it. Mm. So.
It's like that Bop It, isn't it?
Bop It?
What's Bop It? Pull It. Flick It. There's one like that.
What are you talking about now?
The same
sort of game, isn't it? What about Case Catalogue? I'm sorry about this, Barry. I really am.
He only speaks very limited. This is why we keep him quiet.
Yes, it's called masturbating, my friend. Pull it. Yank it.
Here we go, folks. Pages stuck together.
When you're downtown in the ship toy shop,
good hell. Yeah, but the thing is now, you don't get that, do you? Because I don't think Argos do the catalogue, do they?
Don't they?
I'm pretty sure Argos don't. You know when it always used to come out, and they used to have pallets of the damn things, didn't they? I don't think they do it anymore.
You know what else we forgot as well? Getting the goddamn TV times.
No, because I've got that in the script.
Right.
See, he's not read the script, has he? Yeah. He ain't read the script. You know what? The amount of time I take into doing this, and he don't fucking read it. I'm surprised he's watched the Gay Santa advert. Anyway... anyway, it's time for you now, Christopher, with your word of the cast. But this time it's a Christmas word of the cast.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, for fuck's sake, you ain't read the script.
I switched the phone off. Bear with me. just switching the new phone on. Don't worry about that. Yeah. give it a couple of minutes.
It's got to warm up like an old TV. It's got...
I'm boiling it.
I am. I tell you.
Why is it so hot all of a sudden? I was all right.
If you watch Jackmate, they say the same in their street. It's fucking red hot. Well, theirs ain't as small as this.
So we'll have to do a top. Hang on. Might be all right.
It's a bit slow, isn't it, for a new phone?
It's supposed to be 5G as well.
Yeah, we're in a box, though, aren't we?
It is a nice phone, I've got to admit.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel it.
I don't want to feel it.
And to touch it. You can do it from the side.
That's what he says to his partner.
So,
are we there?
Right then.
Here we go, folks. Are you ready? You've got to do we've got to put in the jingle, ain't we?
Yeah.
So, put the jingle in now.
Chris's word of the podcast.
Go on then, Christopher.
Word of the day.
Gast. Word of the gast. Word. So, oh yeah, what if I'll say it wrong again?
What is it?
Word of the cast.
Word of the cast. But the thing is, it's not really Christmassy. Is that okay?
Yeah, go on then.
It's a good one. It's called, you ready?
Yeah.
Ersterism.
Ersterism.
I repeat, Ersterism. Do you know what it means?
No, I haven't got a fucking clue.
It's a great word. A group of stars.
Oh, so there could have been stars over Bethlehem. Yeah. We'll turn that into Christmas that way.
There's a Ersterism over Bethlehem.
There you go then. Yeah, we'll drag that in somehow. How do you spell it, mate, so people can have a look?
A-S-T-E-R-I-S-M. So you class it as four syllables. So you go Asterism. Asterism. If you think about it, it's like asteroids.
Yeah.
Asterism of
stars. I suppose
stars.
There is a...
I like that word. I'm going to think about it now. Yeah, I'll just switch this new phone off. Ah, oh, beauty.
Fuck's sake.
There you go.
Now, Christmas on TV, like you've just said, Christopher.
Yes.
Did you do it, Ada? Did you go through the Radio Times and
see
the TV Times?
Seen films on.
Ring it.
I didn't ring it. I just...
Did you?
Really?
I did
all the while. Yeah. In fact, a few years I used to actually write down my own Radio Times.
Did you?
Yeah, so you knew what was. Well, you'd write it down. You still didn't fucking watch it, did you?
Mm. Man would probably have given me a good hiding for writing in TV Times.
Really?
Probably.
But it was expensive.
Yeah, well, they are now, isn't it?
£2 or something.
Well, I do a build up to Christmas when the Christmas TV Times comes out. I do a video of it. I do a review of what I'm going to watch and what not to watch. So, they are expensive.
Yeah. But don't you think it's weird how times have changed now where, let's say I get the Daily Mail, I get the TV Guide, and there'll be so many segments saying what to watch on Netflix, what to watch on Amazon Prime, and you look and you go, oh, because I love watching box sets now.
Yeah.
And so there'll be this new programme called, oh, it's really good. I'm not a fan of Chris Rock. Not Chris Rock, what's his name? The other guy. Kevin Hart.
All right.
I think he's rubbish, but I do like Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I like Wesley Snipes. He makes me laugh. Yeah, he's good, isn't
it? It's called True Stories.
Right.
And my mate Tim Smith, you remember Tim Smith? He rang me up last Friday and said, oh, you've got to watch this programme on Netflix. It's goddamn brilliant. If you haven't watched it, it's called True Stories. And you go on to BT... You press record, it records the whole series.
Yeah, that's it. Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and like when we were kids, we'd have to argue about a tape and say, right, whose tape is this? No one's written on it. And then you put it in. If you look at the programmes, you got
Your dad's porn, he's left that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, or The Generation Game, or some sort of Danger Mouse special, and it'd take up maybe 3 hours. So you'd have to put LP... instead of SP.
Yeah.
And then you record it, and then you get up the next day, press play, and there's the dog walking show or something. And you'll say, what the effing hell is this? And your sister would say, yeah, I recorded, it was that woman, Mary Whitehouse. Who did the
Mary
dogs?
Barrett. Oh, Barbara Woodhouse.
Barbara Woodhouse. So my sister was into dogs and stuff. And you'd start crying. Yeah. I would literally cry.
Yeah, because there is no way. You see, kids don't realise how fucking lucky they are with pause TV.
Go back, TV.
Catch up.
You tell you what, you know, you lot, I've just seen a load of lads in the co-op in Quorn. You don't realise you're fucking born. You don't. I mean, you ain't got a fucking clue.
So you can remember taping all your music on the old tape.
Yeah. What did VHS stand for? There's a quiz for you.
Video High Sound.
Nope.
I sort of convinced myself.
Yeah,
then.
I thought, fucking hell, I forgot, that's right. Video home system.
Home system.
Video home system. I was close.
You were. You got video.
Yeah.
I used to, after Christmas, it used to be horrible when you were kids, though. Because when
the anticlimax.
No, after Christmas, you wanted to go out and see all your mates, but everywhere was closed.
Yeah, shit. It is. It's the anticlimax.
Everywhere was
It's a
closed.
Bit like sex. Once you've done it, it's like, oh, fuck me. Gotta wait another 3 weeks.
You used to go out searching for your friend, but you know, you come into town and it was dead.
Yeah, nothing happening, were there? So, but the thing is about Christmas back then, is that you had to sit down as a family and watch stuff, didn't you? Because although you did have your video recorder, you had like a James Bond film out on Christmas Day, or you had a blockbuster, didn't you?
Yeah.
But now family, they're out all the fucking while, aren't they?
That's what I mean. Like, they make sure there'd be a big film that everyone would sit around. Like Toy Story or, I don't know, something big. But now, you can stream anything anytime
you want.
Film studios are putting it straight on.
Yeah.
Like streaming service.
Well, Venom out soon.
Yeah, it is. Venom's on
cinema.
That's the latest one.
Yeah, I think it's out on Netflix or something.
Yeah, I've seen it advertised actually yesterday.
They're fucking ridiculous.
Martin Scorsese did that new one. What was that called?
Oh, the old gangster thing.
Yeah.
The Irishman.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that on. It was fucking how long?
6 hours.
Fucking hell. I had to watch it over 3 days. You had to go back. Stephen Graham were in it, weren't he?
Yeah, he was good in it.
Fucking brilliant. I like Stephen Graham. He really is good. I want to get him in here. Stephen Graham, if you're ever watching, I want you in the podcast.
That'd be good.
Please. Film. Sorry, I didn't mean that was a bit aggressive.
There's another film, and it's come straight on. I can't remember it. What's just come out in the cinema?
Venom, as far as I know.
Yeah,
or
there's another one.
Spider-Man, or?
No.
I've been seeing him for ages.
You coming to watch The Matrix?
Matrix? There's a new one, is it? Who's doing
it? Do they speak into the microphone? Oh.
who's doing that?
Keanu Reeves again.
Yeah, they're all in it again. They're all in it again,
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Right, when I get home, I'll send you it. Yeah. It looks bloody
good. Yeah, it does look good. It does look good, doesn't it?
December the 22nd.
Oh. Yeah.
Because me and Kurt are going. So do you want to come?
Cinema for ages. See, you love this, folks, don't you? Yeah. I'm doing a podcast, and these pair just start fucking talking about going pictures. Are you going pictures with them? Well, this is the good thing about this, is because this is what I like about the podcast, is because people, we just chat, don't we? Yeah. We seem to forget everything. I'm going, oh, for fuck's sake, how are they going to listen to this? Right, most watched programme, Christmas programme, do you know it?
Got to be Home Alone, got to be one of them, ain't it?
Hang on.
What genre?
Well,
we'll go for British TV. So, like a soap or a comedy or something like that.
The one I can remember where you had like 20 million people was the Malcolm and Wise Christmas show.
Yeah, well, that ain't it.
It's not?
No.
Give me a clue.
EastEnders.
Sorry, whoever's editing this. You don't even hear fucking shouting that down there. Yeah.
When Den left. Bloody
Den man. Serves Angie with divorce papers.
How many people watched it?
30.15 million people.
That's rubbish. I can't watch them sort of programs.
I watched her. She was in a program the other day, Angie. Fucking hell, she looked rough.
Is all her hair grey?
She's getting on,
isn't she? Yeah. You don't imagine. I mean, she's getting shagged by that badger shagger, isn't she? Brian May.
But I like him as a human being.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's so intelligent.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Second most watched Christmas programme.
Only Fools and Horses.
That's the third one, mate. The second one is Corrie, and it's Hilda Ogden leaves Weatherfield in 1987.
Hilda Ogden.
Is that when she left?
Yeah, 26.65 million. Because Stan died.
How sad we are as a society.
Stan died, didn't he? Yeah.
Do you remember the bus stop in that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And the three ducks.
Yeah, on Elder's Wall.
And do you know what I always remember? Because now, if you watch it now, you'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
They would all smoke in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes in the kitchen.
I have to go outside.
Oh, man. But it looks wrong now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just shit, isn't it? Yeah, so Only Fools and Horses, Time on Your Hands, the 29th of December, and I've fucking lost the year on there. 24.35 million. Number four is the aftermath of Den's divorce papers with 23.55 million.
I've got a question. What's that time hands?
Time on your hands.
What's that?
It's when he found the watch, didn't it? And then they took it to Sotheby's, and they auctioned it off.
Oh, and the claps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was worth loads, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made
and then
laugh,
Rodney goes and buys the Rolls. Danny off Boyce.
Funny as anything.
He's dead now.
Boyce is dead,
Shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking another one gone. And then they come back in the pub, don't they? The Nag's Head, and they say, I bought the Rolls or something. You bought the Rolls, I'll get the drinks, you bought the stuff. But Christmas TV audiences ever. Now, I don't understand this because I've had to find this fucking thing. Crocodile Dundee in 1989 had 21.77 millions. Only Fools and Horses, 21.34. Only Fools and Horses, Just Good Friends.
Oh,
how many
Nicholas.
Times have you said that to girls?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. I used to love that.
Yeah.
I loved the pureness of it.
What, Just Good Friends?
Just every...
yeah,
just
I like Vincent Pennett,
the music at the beginning.
Yeah.
I loved how posh she was.
Yeah.
And she was so pretty.
Yeah, she was pretty.
And when she moved to Paris, do you remember?
Yeah.
And he just seemed cool.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? It was an ice, what is it, an ice cream salesman scrap man thing. Yeah. Wasn't it? Hey, Vince Pinner?
Vince, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were fucking good.
But what was her name, the actress's name?
I know Penny. Her name was Penny,
no,
weren't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Because she used to call her Pen. Didn't
yeah.
It?
What was her name?
Fuck knows.
I wonder what she looks like now.
I bet she still looks quite... I bet she's Botoxed up to fuck, because they can't age, can they? No. They can't accept...
Can't take it.
The fact you've got to get old. So.
No.
They ruin themselves.
Yeah, if you don't want to take Botox, just fucking feed yourself up and become a fat bastard like
me. Just drink loads of water.
Yeah.
I don't understand this Botox.
No, I don't. I don't understand. Grow it's old like, gracefully.
I remember watching The Wicker Man, and it had a really young...
blonde-haired girl.
What was her name? Burke, not Kirkland. What's her name? She married Rod Stewart.
Sandra something.
No.
Sarah.
Something. You can tell we're getting old.
Yeah.
Her name was.
Oh,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. George. Somebody George.
No. You're on about the blonde.
Because he likes his blonde.
I forgot her name. But she was stunning. And she was in a James Bond film. It will come to me.
Honor Blackman.
She's dead now.
Yeah, she's dead.
And if you look at her now...
Can you remember when I did the Deadpool terrible. At work?
Oh, yeah,
Steve Foreman won about 80 quid on Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
And I remember you having Prince Philip on there, you know?
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I had Schumacher on there and all, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, just in case he died in a crash.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did you have Ayrton Senna?
No. Don't think so. Don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
If you do a Deadpool at work, folks, just get everybody's famous name, put them in a bag, get everybody to bang a quid in, and then you pull every name out. The first person to die wins the money. It's only like a fucking raffle, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only like a lottery.
Bit of macabre raffle, but it's a raffle.
Nothing sick in it. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. Still racking my brains that woman's name.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Sarah George or something.
Well, I'm sure you'll get in your car and put your nice posh phone on.
Yeah, we would ask him now, but it'd take too fucking long. So, like I say, back in the day, you had to sit down and watch it, didn't you? But now kids have got Sky, Netflix. Something. Go on then.
Bear with me. What was the name of Peter Sellers' wife?
That ain't fucking Rod Stewart.
No, Peter Sellers'
wives
married.
Of Peter Sellers included Lynn Frederick, Miranda McMillan,
Britt Eklund. All right. She was in The Wicker Man.
She was in The Wicker Man, and she was stunning.
Yeah, she is. I didn't realise she was in The Wicker
Man. She's had that much surgery. She looks awful.
Yeah, they overdo it, don't they? Shame, really.
So, shame.
So,
yes.
Moving on. Did you leave anything out for Santa Claus? Did you leave a mince pie and a bit of, what are it, sherry or port or something? I always used to. And a carrot for Rudolph?
No.
Didn't.
You didn't?
No.
We're really? Black. We're black.
We don't leave nothing out. We're dead tight.
When there's six of you in the family, you can't afford
to leave. Yeah,
you can't afford to go throwing fucking mince pies about.
I left him some leftover plantain. That was it.
Oh, right. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Santa Claus. He was obviously St. Nick. He was believed to have been born in around 280 AD.
Really?
Really. Okay. In Patra, in Turkey.
What, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
So he's Turkish?
Yeah. So that's why he's so white.
Scandinavia.
Well, this is it. No, apparently Nicholas's popularity spread, and he was known as the protector of children. Mm. Bit like Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
So he never left anything out for his reindeers either. Then,
no.
Can you name the reindeers?
Yes.
Go on then. He's going to make these fuckers
Rudolph.
Up. Well done.
Twinkle Toes. Casper.
That's a fucking ghost.
Bob. I
do you want a couple of clues?
Yeah.
Dasher.
Yeah.
Dancer.
Vixen.
Hey, Prancer. Comet.
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 Wow.
Cupid. Donner. Blitzen. and of course Rudolph, which you've already mentioned. So, but apparently he didn't have his reindeers at the beginning of his like little walking around thing, because he used to walk around delivering fucking parcels. The first mention of Santa's animal companions came in 1821 with an illustrated children's poem created by an unknown author.
Was his suit red all the time, or was it?
I think it was
colour?
Red, but a dirty red. So the reindeers then received their names, as we know them, by Clement Clark Moore's 1823 poem, A Visit from Santa Nicholas. From St. Nicholas, sorry, I've fucking gone it here. There you go, which was known as the It Was the Night Before Christmas. Have you not read that, Chris? I thought you were a man of intelligence and knowledge, fountain of knowledge.
Just fake.
The poem only includes a mention of the eight originals, none whom had was blessed with a bright red nose. A bit later, the Yanks, Rudolph would arrive a bit later, a bit like the Yanks in the war. In 1939, Rudolph's red-nosed reindeer appeared. So 1939, Rudolph appeared. You're impressed with that, I can fucking tell. You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to get his mate called Racker phone up when I was at my grandma's and says, hello, this is Santa, have you been a good boy? And I used to fucking believe it. What do you want for Christmas? And I used to speak to Santa over the phone.
But the thing is, that must be so exciting.
Yeah, it was. As a 7-8 year old, he actually fucking believed in it. So I did the same to Ginge. I used to get my dad to phone up Ginge and say, what do you want for Christmas? And that she fucking believed it. Yeah. And then what we used to do is we used to walk around the house, right, and I'd sprinkle talcum powder on my boots, my work boots. So it was like footprints, magic footprints of Santa. She fucking believed it.
How old was she when she realised?
Probably 17 or something. No, I think, to be fair, she did it realise at an early age that Santa was a complete myth.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot in here, isn't it?
It's boiling.
Yeah, it is boiling. So we've done that bit. Now we're going on to the Christmas TARDIS. So, hold on, we've got to put the jingle in for the Christmas TARDIS. Ada, you go first.
Well, being that we were talking about Bethlehem earlier with Jesus, and, you know, I would have liked to have been someone mucking out in the barn and to see if it
mucking
really,
out?
Yeah, mucking out the donkeys and that in there. You know what I mean? Mucking out. And yeah, I want to see if they really did come in. Because that's where he had the baby, weren't it?
Yeah.
The manger.
Yeah.
I just would have liked to see if it really,
actually really happened.
See if it really happened. Yeah. Or if it's just...
Yeah. I mean, the best thing is, it's like the birth of Jesus has just created so much fucking war and trouble.
Well, religion is. Yeah. It's just caused that many... But I'd just like to have seen if it really did happen.
Because if you think about it, you asked the question once about Hitler, didn't you?
Yeah.
Would you kill Hitler as a baby?
As a baby.
And you think to yourself, well, hold on. Now, this is going to be blasphemous, but if you did Jesus, you might not have had all the wars that are happening now. That's a fucking deep one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Because to me, Jesus is just a story.
Yeah, it's dynamo. Like, it's dynamo back in the day in Marvel.
But Hitler
was real.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me, it was real.
But we learn from history, and you think, if you would have killed him, would it have been someone else? Because
right, we're back. Chris has got a
put you to this. Hello?
Hello,
yeah?
Hello, my name's Trevor. I'm calling from River Dental Care.
Ah, you're right.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, good, thank you. Just a quick call. So, Mayo, who you saw routinely, left practice now. I'm one of the other dentists. He's asked me just to fit your splint for you and do your filling that's left outstanding.
Yeah.
Just a quick call just to get you booked in if you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. What dates have you got?
What's good for yourself?
Right, not next Monday, the Monday after. Let me just bring my calendar up. Yeah, I've got the day off work, you see.
Yeah, it's Monday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's ain't a different date on your calendar.
No. The 20th. Can we do the 20th?
20th? Yeah, give me a second. Yeah, Monday the 20th.
Yeah.
We've got
11:20,
sorry.
Yeah, that's anything earlier?
Earlier, we've got...
No, we'll go for 11:20 then.
11:20, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Grinding, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Right, that's fine. So booking for you 11:20 on Monday the 20th.
Brilliant. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that. Cheers. Bye.
So there you have it, folks. A dental appointment on a 3P's in the podcast. Unfucking believable. Chris, what's your fucking TARDIS moment?
Right.
Oh, when I had decent teeth and I didn't need to book a fucking dental appointment.
Mine is this. I would like to be where George Michael was on that night.
Oh, yeah, because he died on Christmas, didn't he?
On Christmas Day. And the build-up to it, because I loved Wham.
Yeah.
I loved George Michael.
And he'd probably love you as well.
Yeah, because we're just like that. And I know he suffered from depression because he kept on looking at old videos when he was in Club Tropicana.
Yeah.
And he put loads of weight on. Yeah.
Because you're bound to, ain't you?
Yeah, and he became a recluse. And I want to know if he took his own life or it was an accident. I'm just intrigued about that night and about his partner, because all of a sudden his partner wasn't there.
Who was his partner? That he were pain in the backside.
I don't know.
He didn't get anything, did he? Didn't get anything in the will.
And he tried to stay in the house.
Yeah. Squat.
Yeah, squat.
Mm.
So that's my TARDIS moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one, because I like George Michael. And I think sometimes you do actually look back on your pictures in the past and you think, oh, fuck, I wish I was like that again. But it's, you know what I mean?
I do all the time.
Yeah.
But people say to me, Chris, you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're always sending me pictures of yourself with your hair and that. It's looking unreal. Mine would be, I would like to be the music thing as well. I'd like to be there. Band-Aid.
What, are they recording?
Yeah, all these people coming. No, I fucking don't want to go to Ethiopia with all them flies, do I? Them kids wanting to eat me crisps.
The recording or just to be
just
there?
Just to be there. To see,
you know how the history of it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's like you got all these pop people. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say the stars, because some of them are fucking weren't. Banana fucking Rama.
Legends.
Yeah, but there was an atmosphere, weren't there, between some of them, and you know, just to see them turn up. Marilyn, what was he doing there?
I know. It was popular at the time.
Yeah.
But talking about that, what's your thoughts on when they did that? Pete Waterman did that stupid Band-Aid too.
Oh,
and it had Bros, Kylie Minogue, Cliff Richard.
It's about their own ego.
Big Boy. Yeah.
I think when they did Band-Aid 1, it were perfect. Well, weren't perfect because there were people dying and stuff. And, you know, their hearts and everything, Bob Geldof and Midge and all them, they had hearts in the
genuine.
Right place. Yeah, that's what I mean. The hearts were in the right place, weren't it? They wanted to do good. They wanted to prove that, you know, people could come together, become as one, and, you know, try and help out a fucking serious situation where the government should have been doing it. It shouldn't have been down to people and people turning up to pay a fortune for a fucking ticket to go and see them all at Wembley.
You know what I enjoyed about that was how, because people forget about Midge. Midge wrote half that song.
Yeah.
And
but he also did Dancing with Tears in My Eyes or something.
Yeah. And how him and Bob Geldof just rang people and said, right, come down.
If you don't come down, I'm going to come and kick your fucking head in.
But they all came down.
Yeah.
And if you look at the proper stars, like Sting was there, Paul Weller, you know, and I just thought it was just so unique, because we've never seen anything like that before.
No, I don't think we'll ever will, again, with that impact.
No. And I think we're too cynical now as well, because we know the reality is, when you give money to these countries, the government keep
nothing happens.
No, nothing
happens.
When
we were younger, we were so naive.
Yeah. Well, I worked with somebody who said that before Band-Aid, they'd actually put a load of pipes in the ground to run water all around these places, and then pipes are still there.
Mm.
Not been fucking used. Yeah. They reckon the infrastructure's there, but they don't want it, because if you do that, the government don't get the money.
Exactly.
So it's crap, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but this lad says it were, and, you know, that's it. So, that's my TARDIS moment, to be there on Band-Aid Day and just take it all in, because it was a massive piece of
history. If you were there, who would you want to talk to?
George Michael. INXS weren't there, were they? Because I fucking love Michael Hutchinson, INXS. I don't know, Bowie and all that kind of thing. I like I say, I weren't impressed with people like fucking Bananarama and all that manufactured shit.
Mm. America did a version, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
What was that called?
We're Following the UK. The World. That's it,
What do you think of that?
I like the tune, and I loved I love Huey Lewis's voice.
Yeah.
And Huey Lewis was on it, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson.
But they all came second because England did it first.
Yeah, yeah. And Michael, I love Michael Jackson in them days. And he wore this sort of like Russian Tsar jacket with one glove. Yeah. And I thought it was so cool.
So, fair enough. So, all right, we're moving on because we've only got a couple of minutes left before this place kicks us out. Favourite Christmas record?
Oh, it's got to be E17.
What, the old Stay Now?
Stay.
Does
it actually mention Christmas in that?
No.
No.
No. What's yours? It's a Christmas song, though, wasn't it?
My favourite Christmas song, it's got to be Wham for me, Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got Noddy and Slade and all them, ain't you?
Mine, once again, a bit unusual, is Elton John. Welcome to Christmas.
Do you know he recorded that in summer?
No.
Yeah, he recorded it in summer.
I just think it's just a proper Christmas pop song.
Yeah. Mm. So, but I think the last Christmas record, you know, it's like nothing's ever Christmas now, is it? No record at Christmas is a fucking Christmas record. No. I think the last one was The Darkness when Don't Let the Bells End, weren't it?
That was a good one.
Yeah. And I think that was a play on words, weren't it? Bell Ends.
Was it?
I think it was. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was Don't Let the Bells End or something like that. Most selling record was Band Aid. I don't know how many albums it sold. Boney M, Mary's Boy Child, number two. Wham's Last Christmas. Harry Belafonte, Mary's Boy Child. So obviously Boney M or somebody's copied him. Band Aid 20 is number five. Slade's number six. That's been released on 73, 81, 83, 98, 2006, 2007, 2008 and 2010.
Noddy Holden must be lacking all the way.
Well, he gets it, doesn't he? Every time, every year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But I think that I've read somewhere.
I thought it stops after
Yeah, it
a
does.
Time.
It stops after a certain time, don't it?
Yeah, your royalties.
But I suppose if you think if he's released it at 2010,
He's made some
wages. Will it be released? You know what I mean? It won't. Yeah. I don't know. Or is it done on. Number seven, White Christmas. E17, number eight. Cliff Richard, The Millennium Prayer.
That went to number one.
Yeah. Number nine, Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. Then you got Yoko and John. Mud, Lonely This Christmas. Stop the Cavalry. Band Aid 2, 1989. Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas at 19. That's
that surprised me, actually.
That has surprised me.
Higher.
Yeah. So that's it. So is there anything you want to add to this podcast? I'm bringing that to an end now because obviously we've got to go and it's been
just wish everyone an happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, folks. I hope you get what you want.
Hope you don't get a phone like
You sounded dead cynical then. Hey, you get what you want, you sods.
Have you got what you got planned for Christmas then?
Absolutely nothing.
You got the kid coming round, or are you going to get him Boxing Day?
No, I'll get in Boxing Day because we have to swap it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sleep, eat, because I'm going to start my proper diet in January. I look terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look a damn sight fucking better than me.
A belly now.
Yeah. Fucking hell, I've had a belly.
You look more wrinkly as well.
Yeah.
You're getting on.
Oh, I'm going to cleanse my body.
Cleanse.
I'm not going to exercise properly because we went to put the tree up last week and my knee went.
Your tree up already?
Yeah.
Yeah, my tree's up.
Is it?
Up in the fucking loft.
My knee swelled up. You see that swelling there?
Oh, God.
Absolutely killing. My elbow. So
you're falling to bits, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing
any fucking Band-Aid.
More weight, so I'm just going to diet and I'm going to do loads of cardio.
What about you, Ada?
Just family.
Yeah.
Just going around the family. Enjoy it, just sit, drink, and
Be merry. That's the same with us. We've got to go around the sister in laws on Boxing Day, do all the niceties around there.
Yeah.
But I think it's just basically stop at home. I think our Christmas actually happens after Christmas. You know, I mean, we tend to go out a bit more, go and visit a few pubs, just generally enjoy it. When everybody's died down, all the hysteria, all the fucking woohoo has fucking died down, and I don't have to talk to people. And we could just sit in a pub and get drunk.
That's what it's about.
It is. Right, so thank you once again to Grandma Studio for this. Don't forget, if you want to do a podcast, you can come around here and they'll be gladly happy to take you in. I hope you all have a really nice Christmas. I hope you have a happy new year. And we will be back and we will be doing more of these, won't we?
Yeah, and hopefully we're doing a Christmas record, so please buy it.
Next year. Next year, right? We'll sort something out.
We're
going to
record it in June.
We're going to record it in June. That's June the month, not June my wife. Okay. all right, and thanks. Thank you very much. And laters.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.